Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. A rare Israeli airstrike on central Beirut has killed Hezbollah's chief spokesman, Mohammed Afif, on Sunday. An official with the militant group confirmed the death. The latest in targeted killings of senior Hezbollah officials came as Lebanese officials consider a United States-led ceasefire proposal. Residents of the northern Israeli city of Haifa, a frequent target of Hezbollah strikes, voiced hope on Sunday that a ceasefire deal will be reached. But standing between rubble and burnt vehicles after a rocket hit a residential area of Haifa on Saturday night, residents like Orly Zambarg voiced their lack of optimism.
I hope it will be a ceasefire. I hope for everybody in Israel, everybody in this world, but I'm not so sure that it will be.
Hezbollah and Israel have been trading fire for more than a year since Hezbollah began launching rockets at Israeli military targets on October 8, 2023, a day after its Palestinian ally Hamas carried out a deadly attack on southern Israel. In September, Israel dramatically escalated and expanded its military campaign in Lebanon, heavily bombing the country's south, east, and the southern suburbs of Beirut, alongside ground incursions along the border. Russia launched one of the fiercest missile and drone attacks on Ukraine's infrastructure since the war began in February 2022. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said that Russia has launched 120 missiles and 90 drones in a large-scale attack across Ukraine, targeting its energy infrastructure. Zelensky also said that Russia deployed various types of drones, including Shahed's, cruise, and ballistic missiles. He said Ukrainian defenses shot down 140 air targets. Russian strikes have hammered Ukraine's power generation capacity, prompting repeated emergency power shutdowns and nationwide rolling blackouts. I'm Karen Chamas.
This is VOA News. Diplomatic tensions over global warming will take center stage at the G20 summit in Brazil this week as negotiators at United Nations talks in Azerbaijan hit an impasse on climate finance that they hope leaders at the world's 20 major economies can break. Heads of state arriving in Rio de Janeiro on Sunday for the summit will spend Monday and Tuesday addressing issues from poverty and hunger to the reform of global institutions.
Biden and Trump should have been treated equally. They weren't.
Republican U.S. Senator Mark Wayne Mullen called on the House of Representatives on Sunday to share an unreleased ethics report into alleged sexual misconduct by Matt Gaetz, President-elect Donald Trump's pick for Attorney General. Mullen told NBC's Meet the Press that the Senate, which holds the authority to confirm or deny Trump's nominations to highest-level positions, needs to see the report. The Justice Department investigated Gaetz for nearly 3 years over sex trafficking allegations involving a 17-year-old girl. Gaetz's office said in 2023 that he has been told by prosecutors that he would not face criminal charges. Gaetz denies any wrongdoing. A former student went on a stabbing rampage at a vocational college in eastern China, killing at least 8 people, police said on Sunday, prompting worries about mental health in the country just days after its deadliest attack in a decade. Diane To from Reuters reports.
The knife attack took place on Saturday at the Wuxi Vocational College of Arts and Technology. At least 8 people died and 17 others were injured. Wuxi City Police said the stabbing suspect was angry over failing an exam, not getting his graduation certificate and his internship wages. It took place on the same day as authorities in the southern city of Zhuhai said they had charged the man who had rammed his car into a crowd Monday night. At least 6 other high-profile knife attacks have been recorded this year across the country. The killings have touched off a rare and heavily censored online discussion over mental health in China. That has also put in focus the Chinese society's deeper stresses, especially among young people, as the world's second largest economy slows.
Diane To for Reuters. Police arrested 23 people on Sunday in the northeastern Indian state of Manipur for ransacking and setting fire to the homes of lawmakers and ministers, while hundreds demonstrated against recent violent killings in defiance of an indefinite curfew. Since May 2023, intercommunal clashes between the Meitei and Kogi communities have resulted in at least 250 deaths. As a result, Manipur has become divided into 2 ethnic enclaves, Meitei-controlled valley and the Kogi-dominated hills, separated by a stretch of no man's land monitored by federal forces. Tensions flared last week when a 31-year-old woman from the Kuki tribal community was burned alive. Kuki groups have blamed Meitei militants for the act. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.